Hello.
Hello, hi, Nancy?
Yes.
Hello, hi, this is Ricardo, ma'am, from Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Exeter County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you registered to vote in Exeter County?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Generally, do you think that things in Exeter County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
With the mayor we've got now, they're on the wrong track.
Wrong track. Okay. I understand. Thank you, ma'am. What is the most important issue facing Exeter County? Education issues, air pollution, poor economy, poor leadership, managing growth, poverty, crime, drugs, high cost of living, healthcare? What would you think?
Poor leadership right now. I don't know what this mayor is trying to do to the city, but he's trying to change it, and I don't like it.
Okay, that's what we're doing this, ma'am. So to see if you guys are happy with how the things are going, okay? So just give me a few minutes of your time, okay? Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, so how would you rate economic conditions in Exeter County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, undecided?
Between fair and good. They're about the same as every place else I talk to someone, so.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Exeter County will be better, off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
It'll be worse off if we keep that same mayor in his group.
Okay, worse. Okay, gotcha. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Exeter County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned?
I'm retired, and I'm not too concerned with the jobs that the rest of the family has.
Gotcha. No problem. All right. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each of Exeter County excellent, good, or fair, or poor, okay? Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment, excellent, good, fair, poor?
I really don't know. I'm 82, and I don't get out and do any of that stuff anymore.
Okay, no problem. We'll skip that one then. How about public safety and low crime?
I guess we're about average.
Fair?
We don't. What's between fair and good? Do you have?
Okay, let me read them back. There's four you can choose from. It's excellent, good, fair, or poor.
I would say fair because we don't have near enough police force.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, ma'am, no problem. Like I said, it's really important in your opinion, okay? Effective leadership from elected officials? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Very poor.
Poor, okay.
Yeah, and he's gotten rid of all the department heads that knew what they were doing, and I don't know what he's trying to do, but he's trying to take over Odessa, and it's very, very scary.
Gotcha. Thank you, ma'am. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Yes, ma'am, let me repeat that. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Right now, just fair.
Okay.
Leadership we have.
No problem. How about public transportation? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I have no idea.
No, okay, no problem. The ability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
They're good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. offering job opportunities in your field.
Since I was with the police force, I guess good.
Okay, beautiful. How about quality of the public schools? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I have several grandkids that are teachers, and
oh, great! That's great. They prepared themselves.
Yeah. I'd say excellent because we do have some really good schools and some good educators.
Beautiful, great. Yes, your family's one of them, right? That's beautiful.
Right.
How about welcoming and inviting to people of the diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and cultures? Is it good?
I think it's good. Good, yeah.
Okay. Natural beauty and physical setting?
I guess good.
Okay. Great. And the ability of cultural opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music.
I think we, for our size, I think it's excellent what we have.
Okay, great. Good to hear that. How about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
I think it's good.
Great, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't like traffic at all.
Well, and, I think we have a lot of people here who don't even have a driver's license. So.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of scary.
As long as they don't, you know, they do it, you know, they drive good, it should be no problem.
You don't know what they're going to do, though. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We don't know what's going on. And the
right.
ability of quality health care?
I think it's excellent what we've got.
Mm-hmm. Great. Glad to hear that, actually. The ability of affordable housing? That's the last one here for this part.
I think it's good.
Good. Let's see here. All right. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Young, single people, is it excellent, good, fair, or poor? Take your time, ma'am. I'll be here.
I'm trying to decide between fair and good.
Yeah.
I'll say good.
Good? Okay. Great. How about families with children? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair. I think
great.
I think there's some other things we could do.
Okay. All right. How about recent college graduates looking to enter a job market?
They're good. Anybody can go to work if they want to right now.
Oh, great. Glad to hear that. There's jobs everywhere. How about people like you? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's good.
Great. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
I think it's good.
Okay, great. People living below the poverty line. Poverty? People living below the poverty line, I say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I really don't have any idea.
Okay, no problem. How about immigrants from other countries?
I think it's probably fair.
Fair? Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities?
I guess fair.
Okay. And lastly, retirees.
I think it's good.
Good, okay. Wow, nice, thank you. We're almost there, ma'am. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County, ma'am? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life of Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
it'll deteriorate with the leadership we have right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were telling me since the beginning. What is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Lack of job opportunities, poor general economic conditions.
Leadership. That's the only thing. We have everything else except we've got terrible leadership right now.
Okay, no problem. Let me see here. Yeah, that one. Poor leadership. Okay. Economic development generates investment. I'm sorry. Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities benefits are created. I'm sorry. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic developments in Ector County? Is it very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I still pay attention to some of it.
Sorry, I'm going a little fast. If I'm going too fast, let me know, okay?
No, you're doing fine.
Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County, ma'am? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not at all confident with leadership we have right now.
Gotcha. All right. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar, not at all familiar.
Not very familiar.
Not at all. Okay. Not okay. All right. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership of community development in Ector County? Very confident, not so much confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not at all.
Okay. All right. How likely are you an immediate family member to move from Ector County into the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all.
Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education have you completed, ma'am?
Some college.
Okay.
About 2 or 3 years.
Great. Glad to hear that, man. You did 3 years in college. I hope they were fun. And
yes.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Okay, Republican, gotcha. All right. What is your age, ma'am? I'm sorry for, you make sure you're 18 years old.
Did you hear
Thank
me?
You? Yeah, I got you. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Household, I'm sorry?
No.
No, okay. All right, which of the following best describes you as a race or ethnicity? Are you white? Hispanic,
I'm
black. Okay. If anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, is anybody in that industry?
Let me see. I've got 10 grandkids and 18 great-grandkids. And,
oh, wow.
Let me see. No, I don't think any of them.
Oh, wow. I'm glad. It's a big family. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta live a legacy. I'm sorry. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. And is your annual household income is your household income, ma'am?
Probably less than $36,000.
Okay.
Do you live here in Odessa?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I used to live there, but I moved because, school. I had to move, yeah.
Where are you now?
Right now I'm in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the, busy street. I can see, I can see the people with, like, ants here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well,
Lastly, ma'am.
I was just curious.
It's okay, yeah. I know a lot of people are curious. So lastly, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, or homemaker?
I'm retired.
Student? Oh, great. Glad to hear that. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female, and there's only two.
Yes. Yes, that's, yes. That's how God made us.
That's right.
Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Odessa? Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Odessa. Yes.
Odessa, okay. Thank you. Please correct me. All right, well, great. Thank you for completing the survey, ma'am. I do thank you for your time, and I hope you have a rest of a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you, and you were very polite about it, and I enjoyed talking with you.
Me too, ma'am. It was great. Thank you, and thank you for your time, and take care
okay.
from me. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.